Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week, from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. In just a few days, spring officially arrives here in New England, and many people are looking forward to less snow and warmer weather. They're also looking forward to longer days, more daylight hours. And, with daylight saving time already in effect, we're already starting to enjoy more light in the evening. Unless we're trying to watch a movie or go to sleep, we generally like to be in the light. Perhaps in line with the importance of light in our lives, light is mentioned in the opening verses of the Bible. The author of Genesis, the first book of the Old Testament, depicts God as saying, "Let there be light," and follows it immediately with, "And there was light." It's easy to think that light is being used symbolically here. For instance, there's no sun or star mentioned, yet there's light. So what is this light, and where does it come from? A New Testament writer provided what can be seen as an answer. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Light is associated with God and with an understanding of God throughout the Bible. It's a powerful metaphor, especially since we associate light with understanding. The point seems to be that if we want to understand things, we need to understand God. The good news is that God is ready, willing, and able to provide that understanding, as that verse from Genesis states. It's what God has been about from the very beginning. May we all see that light and have the understanding we need to benefit ourselves and others. Amen.